The Internet Revolution, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. It's amazing how much the Internet has changed stamp collecting. Every major U.S. stamp collecting organization has a website, and nearly all sell memberships and merchandise and take payments. Most stamp societies and postal agencies send out their news releases via email, and the publications, even the print ones, expect press releases electronically. We can talk with other stamp collectors all over the world practically for free and in real time if our time zones match up. There are also all sorts of discussion groups online, such as the Virtual Stamp Club, where you can meet other stamp collectors. Once you could tell the serious collector at a stamp show because he had a briefcase, often crammed with heavy catalogs. Now more and more collectors are carrying tablets or other electronic devices, which contain all the information of the catalogs and more. The Internet is allowing more stamp dealers to take credit cards during shows. And at shows or at home, PayPal has become the coin of the realm for many stamp transactions. In fact, some collectors feel there's no longer a need for stamp shows because you can buy and sell, hold meetings, and look at exhibits online. So if your image of a stamp collector is someone sitting at a table carefully putting stamps in an album, well, yes, there is still some of that. In fact, sometimes it's kind of good to get away from the computer. But not always. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.